You're listening to SBS News.
Encouraging foreign tourists to work in regional Australia has been an overarching goal for the federal government. The latest figures show the government's plan is working, with a 20% increase in the number of second-year working holiday maker visas granted over the last year. Immigration Minister David Coleman has welcomed the increase, but says there is still room for improvement.
We're providing more opportunities for regional migration, and this increase in working holiday makers working in regional Australia is a good thing. I expect that to continue.
The visas mainly attract young backpackers who then engage in seasonal work in the agricultural sector. Over 43,000 young people worked on the visas in the past year alone. Tony Marr from the National Farmers Federation says while the spike is promising, more sustainable incentives are needed.
Communities are again benefiting from these provisions that the government have improved. We still think there's more work to do, so we're very keen to get backpackers and make sure that they can continue to work on farms, but we need more measures that are going to address what we think is a pretty severe labour shortage in rural and regional Australia.
The government is hoping to address the shortage by negotiating a further 13 reciprocal visa agreements with other countries, adding to the 44 deals already in place. Over the next few weeks, Parliament is discussing a free trade agreement with Indonesia. The Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement signed in March. The agreement, if passed, will see a total of 5,000 working holiday maker visas granted between Indonesia and Australia each year. Australia's agricultural industry is set to be the biggest beneficiary of the deal, with tariff-free export arrangements, including close to 600,000 cattle a year and 500,000 tonnes of feed grain. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the agreement is in Australia's best interests.
The Indonesian Free Trade Agreement is critical to Australia's future economic outlook, our ability to engage successfully with Indonesia, the largest of our near neighbours, a rapidly growing economy, and yet one where we have got fewer exports today than we should have, a weaker economic relationship than we should have, and the comprehensive economic partnership agreement we've struck with Indonesia is one that we want to see implemented.
The government is facing opposition to the deal, with unions concerned temporary workers are being exploited. Labor's finance spokeswoman Katie Gallagher says while the opposition encourages trade growth, it will not approve the deal until it has been properly discussed.
We've got our processes that we go through. It'll go through obviously parliamentary processes, but it will go through Labor's own internal processes as well. I mean, overall, Labor has a position where we do support, you know, free trade. We don't support it at any cost, but we do believe that, you know, as a trading nation, that those agreements are in the national interest.
It is expected to take a number of weeks for the trade agreement to be processed. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.